Alex Lowry ist auf Tour mit seinem neuen Album Night Movies at Beach 97. Heute Abend ist er im Plan B hier in Bielefeld, so als kleines Preview, und dann Donnerstag in der Extra Blues Bar auch hier in Bielefeld. Vorher aber noch hier bei uns im Studio auf Herz 87.9. Good morning, Mr. Lowry.
Good morning. Good to have you here. Good morning.
How has tour life been so far this time?
Oh man, we just finished 2,000 kilometers of driving. We went to Leipzig, Dresden, Bad Frankenhausen, excuse me if I'm saying this wrong. Yeah, it's been great. Yeah, we've had 10 straight sellout shows, so it's been wonderful so far.
So what's your favorite way of traveling around on tour like this time?
Oh man, the shortest distances are the best, but we don't get those all the time.
Do you sit on a bus?
We have a tour bus, yeah.
A tour bus, okay. Yeah. So you'll be around in Bielefeld in the next couple of days. You've also played a private concert here tonight. Plan B as a preview, like a duet.
Yeah,
you said.
We're just going to preview the show for Thursday. It'll be two guitars tonight, just to get let people have a sense of what's going on, and then we'll be the full band on Thursday night.
How's your experience been here in Bielefeld so far?
Well, this is my third time to Germany for a tour, so and Bielefeld is kind of our little home spot where we always meet in between places for where we tour. But this is kind of like our home away from home.
Third time in Germany, you say. What's the best thing about Germany?
Oh,
what,
man.
What's the worst?
Oh, man. No, the best is the food.
And don't
the
say
food.
Beer.
I've drank more beer than I need to drink for the rest of my life, probably. But no, the beer's great. I really appreciate the appreciation for music here. In the States, we have to travel much further distances. And oftentimes, you might show up at a show where people just aren't really that into it, and it's been every show we've had here in the last 10 days it's been excellent. Great crowds, great energy.
You think maybe the reason for that you come from overseas and people may actually show up at a show because they want to see you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is our third time coming over here. So, we've got kind of a quirky, weird indie sound that's kind of unique. So it's different, it's different than your regular everyday shows.
So we just talked about it tonight, like a duet, two guitars, Thursday, the whole band. What's better for you? What's the difference?
I'll take it either way. I kind of like things to be loud, so I appreciate having the band around. When we do the duet shows, it's more we're kind of just exploring kind of the softer elements of the sound that we do. But man, I need some drums behind me, man.
Does it pump you up?
Yeah. It gets me going.
Why is it important tonight? For example, it is a free show, free entry. Why is it important to play such shows for free and just depend on the donations of people?
Well, our songs take a few listens to get into, and sometimes it's easier to listen with just the guitar so you can hear the words a little more clear. And then, it gets you kind of some sense of what you're going to get into when you see the full band, because it's very much two different types of experiences.
Do you enjoy that intimate atmosphere?
I do.
In little clubs or bars?
Yeah, I do. I tend to drink more beer that way. But if I get the band up there, it keeps me straight.
So you come from a big city.
Yeah.
It's about 30 times as big as, for example, Bielefeld here. Mm-hmm. There probably is a difference inspiration-wise. What stories do much more bigger cities tell, and what's the advantage of small cities? What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, coming from Brooklyn, I mean, it's such a creative hotbed, and there are so many bands and so many artists that sometimes you can get lost in it. Coming to a smaller place, you get to stretch out your wings a little bit. It's less stressful for sure.
Less stressful,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe you can get lost? There is the possibility of getting lost in the big city.
Yeah,
as a band.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I come from a neighborhood in a creative hotspot in Bushwick, Brooklyn, where all of my friends are in bands or they're artists
all making music.
Yeah. It's nice to get away. There's bands in Bielefeld. We know half of them, it seems like, but it's a breath of fresh air, to get out of that dense energy of art that's there.
So, yeah, you can experience new things, new people.
You betcha.
And, you can show your music to new people.
Absolutely.
What do you think, what is the best thing about your music?
It's got a little flavor of indie rock and pop, but I'm a pretty weird dude, man. I mean, I go kind of out there. Sometimes it feels like pop, and sometimes you're like, what am I listening to?
So we're going to listen to a song of you, The Ballerina by Sparkle Puck. Mm-hmm. Who is that ballerina? And what's Sparkle Puck?
She's a special girl back in Bushwick, Brooklyn. And that's a fictional name for, I guess I could say it's Prospect Park in Brooklyn, you know, but, you know, there's some metaphor there.
has she heard the song?
Oh, she's heard it, and yes, yeah, she doesn't know it's about her.
Maybe she will soon.
Maybe soon.
Alex Lowry hier im Studio bei Herz 87.9 und heute Abend im Plan B als kleine Preview-Show und dann Donnerstag in der Extra Blues Bar. Heute Abend um 19 Uhr geht's los. Im Laufe des Abends wird dann das Konzert stattfinden. Der Eintritt ist wie immer frei, ein Hut für eine kleine Spende geht rum. Thank you for your time, Alex.
Thanks, Cosmos. I appreciate it.
Have fun tonight.